Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm your inner dream monologue, and you're fast asleep, so I'll be quick. Great job using the Colgate Optic White Overnight Teeth Whitening Pen before bed. When used as directed, it gives you a visibly whiter smile in just 7 days. So while I fly and talk to animals, you're removing teeth stains with ease. Sweet dreams. And when you wake up, keep on living life to the brightest. Colgate Optic White. Find it at all major retailers.
This show is part of the Head Stuff Podcast Network.
Dilly idledom.
Now, lilting is a funny little thing. I posted funny that video thing. Of me lilting in the podcast last week.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's some very funny comments on it. But like there's people going like, I love trying to say that Irish people are a bit more sophisticated now. And it's like, Irish people like, no, we're not all just drinking Guinness and singing songs. And then it's like, also Ireland. And it's me going, a diddly diddly doodly diddly. It's like, yeah, that is part of it as well.
They're attractive.
They're very attractive.
Hot and loud.
And a little bit sad.
He was the best guy around.
Oh my. Is it hot in here or what?
You're an attractive guy.
That's the fabulous Tony Cantwell.
I'm talking about Shane Daniel Byrne.
Re-raw. It's re-raw Irish lager, but through the noise of a donkey.
Oh my God, I thought you did that like a Pinocchio bit. You
know, it's re-raw Irish lager.
It's a very scary bit of Pinocchio.
It's a very scary bit.
I had to calm my nerves and have a nice cool drink the last time I watched it. You know,
that's not what you drink. You drink, you know, within moderation.
I drink responsibly. I just had one can of delicious re-raw.
My favorite bit of Pinocchio is when Geppetto is after making Pinocchio and then he goes to the fridge and he opens up the fridge and he cracks up on a nice can of re-raw.
Yeah.
Re-raw Irish lager, which supports this podcast, and we were very grateful to them for doing that because it's nice to be supported by an independent Irish lager.
Especially from County Wicklow, which is the coolest county at the moment, I feel.
Kill Wanton, baby.
Kill cool, man. And we love them and they love to support very good Irish comedy as they do with this podcast.
And they support this as well.
Oh, very good.
Ba-dum-tsh. Haven't done that in a while.
Anyway, look. At Re-Raw Beer on Instagram. Light and fresh. Crisp. Re-Raw. But like, you know, you have those kind of, you know, those rap singers that are like, you know, Hennessy and weed and, you know, and they talk about all the stuff that they like. And we just have our, you know, 6 million dogs, 8 million hugs, 10 million barrels of porter. You know, that's kind of the same thing.
We have Hennessy too.
We do have Hennessy.
Yes, yes.
It's mank.
I was into Hennessy a lot as a teenager.
Really? Anyway, we'd like to thank our sponsors, Hennessy, for their lovely drink.
Yeah, Tony thinks it's mank.
I think it's mank, actually.
What do you have? Remy Martin? Something like that?
Don't have any cognac. It's rank. Is it wine?
Is it sweet? No. What is Hennessy?
Brandy.
I know the rappers like it.
Brandy and Port. Do you ever have that?
No. Mm.
Do you know the Oak, the bar?
Yes.
That had a moment for a while where they had like this club in the basement.
Yeah. What was it called? Like Dirty Sluts or something?
Fucking bitches and everything.
You probably were in TY.
Yeah. You're probably in TY at the time. But, you know, yeah, there's a club down in the bottom and there was a bar there, but it was always rammed. So like we would...
Radiator?
Something like that. Right in. Send us if you remember the name of it.
There's cool dudes out there people who were cool dudes and now are as bald as me and have as many kids as Tony, but, you know.
Yeah, they were too cool for me at the time, but now they're like, oh, hi, you know, that kind of thing. Anyway, so there was an old man pub upstairs and we noticed at one point they had this old kind of like handwritten wooden sign above the bar, right? And they had, it said port, right? 50 cent. Or something, right? And it was really old. And we were like, oh, look at that. So we went over and was like, can I get a port, please? And they're like, oh, no, like that's just purely a kind of decorative thing. My mate Ciarán, who was like, you know, trained to be a solicitor, he was like, It's displayed there. Unfortunately, you have to sell us at the price.
Oh, no,
and there was
Kieran.
Like a young person there, so I was like, "All right." So I was like, "Yeah, well, I'll have four ports. You'll have four ports." And we were fucking down in port, like big red teeth.
Did they gave you port for?
They gave us the port for 50 cents. They gave it to us, and like we were like, "Oh no, six ports, please." I count to €3, and we were downstairs like dancing to like you know klaxons or whatever, like yeah. Big red teeth. What a time.
I do love
I
a port.
I don't
though.
Say in what you say. Yeah. In a another port, please, sir.
Another port, please. These young people and their port. It's mad, this port epidemic.
If you want to spoil me now, tell you what I like.
Okay.
I like a bottle of port on the table, some cured meat of some kind, a chorizo, whatever it might be, jamon, and then maybe a bit of manchego, something like that.
Yeah.
Some bread. Mm. And that will...
That would be your that, ideal that charcuterie
is,
situation.
That is just like over casual just drinks, you know, just chatting.
Yes.
Maybe on a terrace in the summertime. That for me, delicious.
That's wonderful.
Very nice.
Is that boring? I'm
yes.
panicking.
No.
Yes, it is. It is a bit boring. But I'm just saying, that's my love language. No, what's that?
A charcuterie.
Can I just bring up that thing you were saying, people who were too cool back in the day and are now, hiya, how's it going? Mm. The journey from club kid, cool dude, prick to like now how many 15 years later and they're like posting videos going working out and heading to the, I'm like, why don't you fuck off? These people who were...
I thought you had a deeper take than that.
Yeah. No,
I
was no,
waiting for a much
no,
deeper take.
No, actually fuck off. Yeah, like, yeah. I don't think you're obliged to forgive people who make you feel bad when you're young, right? I don't think you're ever obliged to forgive them. Same as your bullies in school. You never have to forgive those cunts. You can if you want. You can. And that's probably better for you and the world. But these guys who went around thinking they were the dog's bullies.
Do you remember though, there was a tier, like there was like the coolest people. There was probably like three per club that you'd regularly see at like, you know, at Wax or at Cunt or whatever the night was,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
But I remember we went to one that was in the bottom of Eamon Dorn's and it was like a specifically New Rave. Now, you remember New Rave had a moment of like 7 months? That was kind of Klaxons, Testicles.
CSS.
CSS would have been that kind of vibe.
The Knife.
The Knife would
the
have
Knife
kind
part of that?
They were kind of electro or electronic kind
this
of thing.
This is, I feel like I'm literally not even that much younger than you guys, but yes. I feel like I'm at an adult's dinner party and they're just talking about Dublin in the 50s.
Would you like your iPad, babe?
Just, well, I we feel get like I'm iPad. Literally sitting there twiddling my thumbs.
We went to go see.
Peppa. We saw the Klaxons now. It was in the downstairs of the Oak. The Oak, that's not there anymore.
There was a great show band called the Klaxons.
We all went out. We all were big UB40 fans. And we all went to that. We said, we'll go to that. We had tickets booked. You had to send away for tickets in those days. Anyway,
you'd
Avril
queue
Lavigne,
up at Sound Cellar you and you'd get your tickets.
You used to queue up, remember that?
You used to have to queue up at Sound Cellar.
You'd
there was no ticket
queue
master
up, and you know, we'd bring in, it wasn't like today, like you go out and probably buy whatever, boozums, whatever he's bought. You'd bring in the sandwiches, you'd have them in the tin foil, and then you'd be all ready to go. And I tell you, you'd be queuing up and then... Well, there was one time, there was a bit of trouble the one night, but it won't.
And you'd be like, okay, well, when is the main act coming on? The support act's playing now. Will I drop my yip? I'm going to drop my yip now. Going to have about 45 minutes, maybe 45, 50 minutes until it starts coming up. And I want to be coming up and I know their encore is going to be a really good banger. So
and
I
you'd
want to
be rubbing
the
each other's backs, trying to get
back.
Trying to get up on the yoke. You'd be rubbing each other's
and
backs and all the rest of it.
And can I please have a sip of water? I am gasping here. I need to get a light breeze and it was like heaven.
I remember now your auntie, now she took a yoke and she wouldn't really been doing it as much. But anyway, she took the half the oak. We were down at something in the Olympic Theatre. Tell you, she says
the Rapture, I believe it was.
She says to
dance
me,
punk.
Was that the Rapture?
It was
yeah,
a dance
right,
punk
that's
band
right.
called the Rapture at the time.
She said to me, my stomach's gone. She said, I said, doesn't. Well, she went in and tell her. I said, the band on stage heard the shit. I tell you, oh,
but she
destroyed
came out
the glowing. Place.
She says, I've never had a better shit.
I'm sky,
dear,
she
her,
said,
we need to take you home.
She said, I'm sky high.
Yeah.
I'm sky high. Anyway, that's Daddy died then afterwards. It was a lovely.
But yeah, New Rave was a thing for a while. But anyway, I the story not as funny as what you just did. But there was a guy. And,
I feel like we were funny together there.
I know, but I'm just always in awe of you.
I love you. I love you. Hey, I love you. I love you.
I love you too.
I like
no,
you.
No, we painted
What's
our
going
own
on with
hats.
Me? Like, is
you're all right. Yeah.
You're
there.
Too young. You don't understand. You
the name of this
there.
Podcast is Young Hot Guys. I feel like I'm doing a lot of heavy lifting in the young part right now.
And the hot. Hard to be fair.
Michael Fry did say that. I did laugh at that back in the early days with this podcast when Michael Fry attacked us where he was like, the only one young or hot is Killian. I thought that was pretty funny.
It is pretty funny. Anyway, I painted my own hat for the New Rave night, and I walked by one of the cool guys, and he looked at me, and I was like, "I painted my own hat," and he just laughed in my face. It was like that Dirty Dancing, you know, like
you know, painted my own hat.
I was holding a watermelon. Remember that, like in Dirty Dancing, that kind of thing. You know,
yeah.
Like, I can't believe I said that in front of the cool fringe guy.
Were you trying to be random and cool, or
just trying to be random? Yeah, you know, I think I had a Game Boy around my neck.
Oh.
Yeah, but I had a bird, so I was getting a ride sometimes. So, joke's on him.
See, it's terrible being young as well. There's no way to win. It's terrible being that young because it's so stressful. Mm. Going out is fun or whatever, but and your life is quite fun. But going out, it's also very stressful.
Yes, very stressful.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was. How much pre-drinks would you be rocking back in the day? Like, what would be your...
We used to do like 8 cans.
Yeah, me too. Yeah,
like a lot. Very drunk.
Yeah,
all of it. All of the drinking was done in the pre.
Yeah, it was. And then
you might be able to buy one or two. You'd go in. This is what it was like. You'd go in with maybe €20.
Yeah,
like 5 to get home, and then a few for the drinks in there and stuff. And then
Are you a Nightlink person?
Yeah, Nightlink. Or if you split a taxi, usually a fiver would get you in.
Yeah,
like that's how much it was. I fell asleep on the Nightlink one time.
Oh wow!
And I woke up. And I'm from Dunleary, and I woke up, I was in Shankill.
Oh my God.
And it was so far away from my home. And the bus driver came up, and he was this African bus driver, and he came up to me, and he was so nice. The bus was stopped, and he kind of shook me awake, and he's like, "Hey." And I was like, "What?" And he's like, "You're, the bus is over, you've got to get off." And I was like,
"The bus is over?"
"The bus is over," whatever. He's like, and then I was like,
My friend.
he was like, "Are you okay? Like, are you where?" And I just looked outside and I'm like, "Where are we?" He's like, "Shankill." And I was just like, "Perfect. Yeah, that's, I live in Shankill." And he was like, he's like, are you sure? I was like, "Yeah, this is where I live.
In fact, this is my house." Yeah. "Watch me knock on the door." "Oh, what am I doing? Dun, 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 dun. Oh, hi, ma'am." "What's going on?" "Hi, ma'am. Thanks, Mr. Bus Driver. I'm just going to bed."
Then
Peter, there's someone in the house.
In a shock twist, the woman was recently bereaved and she took him in. She was like, "Oh, come on in, son. Remind me of your name?" "Yes.
Peter, he's finally come home."
"Yeah.
Our boy lost to war. He's back."
"Hello, Matthew, mother.
Matthew is home. Matthew's here.
Those Jerrys couldn't take me down. I told him I'm coming home to Mumsy."
"Who do you think you're kidding, Mr. Hitler?"
The bus driver's like, "What the fuck?"
He's still standing there.
The bus driver's watching it the whole time. Even though the bus was over.
The bus was over.
The bus was over.
The bus is over. Go in peace to love and serve.
No, Nightlink is good crack. Mad stuff happens on there. I left Ireland when I was 20, I think I was 22, 23, went to New York, and I was really fed up with the place. And then I went to Workman's, and I had a night out, and Hozier had just gotten big.
Wow.
And everyone was saying I looked like Hozier. If you had long hair and a bit of a beard, Hozier, all the time.
People are pretty stupid, aren't they?
People were just coming up and saying, "Oh, you look like Hozier." I mean, I guess maybe those are the things that
I would have done. "Oh, suppose we all look the same." That's the joke I would have done for that.
I didn't even have I was getting so frustrated by it, and I was getting real annoyed. I actually left the pub early. It was the night before I was moving to America, and I was like, "Oh, fuck this." And then I got on the Nightlink and like pretended to be asleep on the Nightlink because I was a bit fed up. And then these three people, really drunk on the Nightlink, were sitting around me, and they started like going, "Here, look at that lad there. There's a lad asleep." And I was like, "You better not fucking say it. He looks so much like Hozier." I'm fucking getting out of this country. I'm going far away where no one knows who Hozier is. New York City. Like, literally get off the plane there. "Welcome to America. You look a lot like that Hozier guy." "Are you Hozier?"
It's Saturday night. Our special guest, Hozier.
I think you are handsomer than Hozier. Do you know, not a slight at Hozier, but I think you are. But do you know who Hozier is a sex symbol for? In a weird twist, Hozier is a sex symbol for lesbians.
Is it?
Lesbians fancy Hozier. I don't know why
Hillary, can you confirm this?
Hillary's bisexual. That doesn't count.
Oh, sorry. That doesn't count. Skewed results.
In fact,
she says yes to everything.
Mind your own business. Yeah, she'll take Atten. That's what she's like. No, but I do think, and I tell you, I'm guaranteed that lesbians are going to write in. They just kind of do fancy Hozier.
Hozier, I just love his. Hozier is like an actual Irish music like archetype. Like he's the guy who picks up the guitar and is actually good at the party. He's the guy who's actually busking. You're like, this guy should go somewhere. He's the guy who like puts in the reps. Like there's such a that kind of person, and very few of them. very few, if any, actually make it through. He's such a perfect, like, if there's 10, I feel like if there's 10 kind of Irish type of musicians, you know, he's one of them, you know.
My friend wrote a sort of parody, a Weatherspoons ad with Hozier in it, where, I mean, he just pitched it to me. It was Mark Byrne, who I do the film podcast with.
Oh, yeah.
He was like, it's Hozier. He's just done like his 50th show in a row. He's sitting backstage, you know, like maybe at the back alley where you have the back door, and he's like, some manager comes into him and goes, great news, man. We extended the tour 50 more nights, you know. And Hozier's just like, great. And the door closes and he's got flowers and the champagne, but he's sitting there and he's really tired. And then he just like looks at himself in the mirror and he goes, take me to Spoons. And then it's ding, ding, ding. Take me to Spoons.
Didn't say anything like church.
Didn't say anything like
take
church.
Me to Spoons.
So I kind of sometimes say that to myself, even though I despise Weatherspoons, I sometimes go, take me to Spoons.
Take me to Spoons.
I met Hozier once. He was really nice.
Did you? Was he?
Oh, he seems very nice.
He was just like really nice, yeah.
He said he liked my stuff one time on Instagram. And I wrote back, take me to Chuffed. Got a little heart, got a heart, kind of, you know, kind of light, got a little thumb.
Take me to what?
Take me to Chuffed. I really love your stuff. Like, I'm chuffed. Take me to Chuffed.
Oh, you said that to him?
Yeah. Well, I can comment.
Worked on a film with his brother, John.
Okay, no
not
comment.
Good.
No, no.
What's the point? What's the point, Killian? Why are you bringing that up?
You need to stop.
Wait, his brother?
John Hozier John Byrne. He's a filmmaker.
They all have Hozier Byrne.
Yeah, and he's got some good stories about
is that his mother's
the Grammys
name?
And stuff.
What a way to sully the good Byrne name by adding in some other fancy French one. Ugh, who do they think they are?
Hozier.
It should be Shane Hozier Byrne.
Yeah. Shane Daniel Hozier Byrne. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to say it, your headline act, Shane Daniel Hozier Byrne.
Shane Daniel Hozier Byrne. If you married one of them, that's what would happen.
Yeah.
Combine all the names. Shane, yes. Daniel, Hozier, Byrne.
More double barrel. More. Soon all children shall have four names. It is decreed upon this.
I don't like my children have double barrel names. And it's literally like they are just walking proof of how stubborn me and my wife are. Because we didn't want double barrel names, but they have double barrel names because we couldn't come to, because my wife's a feminist, you know, which is great. But she did also call Indy. His name is Indigo, she, you know, full name. She's like, oh, Indigo Cantwell. So it's slipping in. She started like dropping her name into it, you know. But, you know, we were entertaining doing a Mac Cantwell kind of thing. She's a Mac and
that's
you know,
cool. I like the Mac Cantwell.
Dawn O'Porter kind of vibe, you know.
Yeah, I don't like that one.
I like that one.
But I don't like Dawn O'Porter because Chris, what's his name? I don't like it.
I think it's cute.
Oh, I think it works.
I'm not into it. I like people fucking around with it though. My friend, they have a boy and a girl, and the girl has daddy's name and the boy has mommy's name.
Oh,
they
interesting.
Just like, yeah, because fuck it.
Airlines hate these people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Very much.
Airlines hate this man. Click here to find out why.
Click I think total. It's so cute that the mams just for years, there's something sweet about it. They're like, this is, what's up? We were talking about
it. Oh,
yeah,
because my
like,
mom's Sunderland.
This is my name now. I was like, no, it isn't. Yeah, yeah, like, yeah. My name is Mrs. Byrne. No, it is not. Like, that's not your name. Like, yes, it is. I belong to my husband. What are you doing? It's so weird that he just did that.
Yeah. I know.
Mm-hmm. Even though they were, even, you know, in my mother's generation, there was feminism for them to enjoy and partake in, but they still were like, well, of course, I'll do that.
But you know, in like weddings, they say like the man's full name sometimes, like, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. and Mrs. Shane Daniel Byrne. Like, they say the full name. Like, I'm Shane Daniel Byrne as well. Kiss me, Shane Daniel Byrne.
So wrong.
Yeah, or the man, sorry.
Raymond did something like that, some joke about signing his autograph. Oh, he specifically said to me not to mention him on the podcast today for some reason. True. I don't know why.
Okay.
But he wrote down.
But I'll tell
it
you.
It was like, put your name on some form or some things, but like a non-important form, like a hotel. And he wrote, Raymond Daniel Byrne. That was quite funny.
Oh, that's very cute.
Yeah, because Daniel is part of my first name, you see.
Yes.
So it's stupid.
Have you ever wanted to change your boring name?
I did. My name is Shane Byrne.
Yes.
Daniel is my middle name, but I brought that in to the fold almost as a joke at first. I did it in for the CAO. I wrote Shane Daniel for some reason.
Oh, that's
or
cute.
There was a line that looked like a dash. Anyway, that's started it in college, and then everyone started calling me Shane Daniel, and I was like, no, it's just Shane.
It's a lot more fun to announce on stage.
Yeah, that's double barrel.
Shane Daniel Burr. It leads into it. It doesn't, you know, There's something good about it. Except my dad calls you Shane Daniel.
Oh, this is for Shane Daniel. Oh, I saw in the Irish Times how many pages of Shane Daniel, Shane Daniel, Shane Daniel.
He did say that.
He told me the other day. He said, how many pages in the magazine of Shane Daniel all the time? Every time I turn the page, more of it.
He told me that. There's a rugby player called Shane Byrne as well, mm-hmm. of course. But there's a rugby player downstairs, Donegal Callaghan. He's here again.
Yeah, yeah.
What's he doing here?
We should get him in.
I don't know, but you always notice there's like...
There was donuts.
If the red carpet is rolled out, as I said, the red carpet of Munster, that mm-hmm. means O'Callaghan's in the studios today.
Do you know who I want to be here? Mary Robinson. I'd like that. Like somebody good. Like sometimes people come in and sometimes you see in the studio.
Bradford's been in here.
Now advertising here. I don't want to meet Bradford. The new Phillips screwdriver for Chadwick's, we have Mary Robinson.
Chairperson of the elders, leader of the elders, Mary Robinson.
What's famous for her secure and unquestioning strength, opposing war and injustices around the world. Our new screwdriver, similarly strong, and it won't give in to any
Phillips. A Phillips head. I don't know if I have Mary Robinson in me.
That's quite good.
Phillips head. Phillips.
Phillips. Would you ever hand me the screwdriver?
Hand me a Phillips head.
Philip. It's like a cross.
I've been.
Hang on, there might be more in this.
I'm loving it. We bled that one dry there, and then it was like actually a moment of just silence, which panicked us all because we were like, Philip. There was like, I'd say 1/10 of a second of silence. Everyone was like,
I now listen in.
I move on
very quickly in my own head.
No, I've been.
You've been messing around, I was looking down.
I listened to some hip-hop on the way in.
Oh. Did you?
Yeah. I just thought, that song always comes into my head. So what, we get drunk.
So what, we smoke weed.
About that song is like so uncool, but then I listen to it, I'm like, it's a great song.
It's a great song.
But it's just something so uncool about someone going like, so what, I get drunk. So what, I smoke weed. What? I'm young, I'm wild, I'm free. It's just something really... And it's like Snoop Dogg is on
the
song.
Hey, ma'am, so what if I get drunk?
It's just really embarrassing.
Later on, Bastardized by Pink, of course.
Did Pink do that?
So what? I'm still a rock star.
Oh, yeah.
I think that might have been first.
Was it?
I think so.
God, I have very little time for Pink. God forgive me. God forgive me, I have very little time for Pink.
She just needs to like just stay. Just like, hey, I know you're flying around there. Hey, just chill out for a second.
Like, you know the Paul Black TikTok.
Paul Black has a very funny Scottish comedian, but he has a really good TikTok where he's just like, Pink.
He's like, no hate to Pink fans.
No hate, but get done.
Get done. I do think it was one night in my soul. I think I find. I just saw her one time. She was injured, and then she injured herself doing the stupid stuff, flying around. And then the concert was cancelled in the middle, and she was like, "I won't do this unless it's 100% for you guys." And they were all like, "Yeah." I was like, "She ruined it. You're after paying $110 to go to the thing, and then you only get a few minutes of it because she hurt herself flying around the stupid thing, and then you all have to go home. What a waste of time."
Well, you know, I think she's.
Was it worth it?
Probably not. Look.
Anyway, you're listening to hip hop. You're a hip hop guy.
No, that's not. I just was listening. That's just something I was. But I'm basically selling a couch at the minute.
Is that the segue from the hip hop?
Yeah. No, the hip hop just came out of my mouth.
Okay.
I'm sick. I was been sick all week. You can probably hear it in my voice.
I hope you weren't. But you weren't sitting on that couch. You were sitting on a different couch, the one you're selling.
Oh yeah, the one I was selling. You've I have not touched it as a sick man.
Yeah.
And basically, I'm too big for the couch. We rush bought a couch that I'm too big for. And
oh my god.
It's something that we didn't consider when we were buying a couch is width. Mm. So like the length of a couch is something we were thinking about, but we didn't consider width. How much arse
girth
could fit on it. Okay. And so it doesn't have a satisfactory width for us. So I'm selling it.
Where did you get it?
We bought it on Facebook Marketplace.
Oh, very good.
It was very funny.
You're so sustainable.
There was this young lad. I bought it off his dad. And then me and Anna drove out to Bray to get it. And there was this young man who was like still in a school uniform. And I was like, we were picking it up and Anna was going to get the other thing. And the dad was just like, no, he can get it. And this like young lad and me had to carry it. And he was like in his uniform, like carrying it. He's like fucking 14, 15. And I was like, Anna can take it. He's like, no, he will. Like, is it like, don't make a woman carry a couch or something? Yeah. I don't know, like old fashioned. And this guy was carrying, and we were parked like miles down the road. It was
oh my God.
He was carrying it for ages. He was like, it's just around the corner, is it? I was like, yeah. I mean, honestly, man, it's still a bit of a walk. He's just like, getting tired. Like, Anna's stronger than him. But anyway.
Well, that's sweet.
That's
yeah. It is weird when you buy something off Facebook Marketplace or anywhere like Dundeal and you go to their house and like there's other members of their family and they're just like looking at you. Like, yeah. You know, like they're not like, you have one person be like, oh, hi, you know, do you want to come in? You go into someone's house and everyone's like looking at you. Kids are there in their school uniform, you know, playing with stuff. And just like, it's quite rude. You know what I mean? It's kind of feels like.
It's like that. Because like I sold stranger. It yesterday. I sold it to a really nice guy. And I've become very like, this is my job. Like, I don't know, like Del Boy or something. Mm. I love the, I'm getting back to all these messages. I've put the, taking good photos, all this kind of stuff. This guy came around and it's at lunchtime. And I was like, I don't know if I can start making my lunch. Like, imagine I was making a sandwich and he came in. It's that kind of thing. Like,
I'm going to eat this sandwich.
Like, do I have, any. Does he arrive and then I'm like slicing a gherkin?
No, you want to be professional. You're a professional salesman.
I'm a professional. I'm very like that. Like,
you're a merchant.
I'm a merchant. These are my wares.
Do you ever do that kind of like offer them a cup of tea? But you do it with a kind of tone that is like, I'm not really offering you a cup of tea.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, do you want a cup of tea? Do you want a cup of tea? Or you, know, yeah. You kind of say that. So, you know, like you're ticking the little obligatory, you know, I'm a nice person box, but you're kind of like, it's a trained tone, you know.
I'm very.
Like, listen, would you like a cup of tea?
Yeah. We'll be very inviting. Let's start this.
Yeah.
He came, didn't even sit on it and was like, I would love it, but I can't pick it up till next week. I'm like in my Del Boy thing and I'm like, okay, you know, do I have your word? And he's like, I could give you a deposit of 50 quid. And I was like, I don't know what it was about him offering me a deposit, but I felt like that was the most insulting thing to me as a businessman.
Wow.
As a merchant, I was like, that's not how I do business. and he was like, I could just send you a deposit on 50 euro on Revolut. Mm. He wants to secure this couch for himself. That's why he's offering the deposit. I was like, listen, Daniel, that is not how I do business. And I was like, why don't you just take the deposit? I was like, could you excuse me while I provide for this house?
Yeah.
With my sales and my wares.
Silence, woman, like, silence.
I'm trying to provide for this family.
Yeah.
I was like, Daniel, do I have your word?
Oh, wow.
Like, he was like.
Let me tell you something about my word. My word is everything to me. My father raised me. My father's German, right? He sticks by his word.
My word is my bond.
My word is my bond.
You asked me to fit in literary reference today, and I did.
I did, but that's what everyone says. That's gone beyond actual Shakespeare.
Well, it's just one.
My word is my bond.
That's the power of Shakespeare. It feels like a cliche, but he invented the cliches.
Give us a Shakespeare that we don't know. You have 10 minutes. Go on.
No, I don't know enough Shakespeare.
It was like... Yeah. He was like, no, I would prefer to give you the money so that I secure the thing because you could just sell it to someone else. Whatever. That's kind of what he's doing. I'm like, no. I won't take your thing. And he literally had to force. It's like, I'll send you the link. And I was like, just take the deposit. I was like, this is an insult to me as a believer in people's word. Mm. I don't even want your money. This couch will be, you will pay for this in your word. Like, no money shall cross each other's paths. Anyway, he did send me. I was finally convinced to take the deposit.
So
I've sold that.
That's good. Well your priority is getting rid of the fucking couch, though, to be fair.
Sorry?
Like, you just want the couch out. Mm. You just want the fucking couch out.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Once he picks it up, I'm very bad. Like, he was like, I can't pick it up till next week. I was like, sure, I'll drop it off to your house. I'm like, literally, like, the worst business man ever. But what's... So
that only cost me 20 quid petrol.
What's happening is I'm selling this on Facebook Marketplace, and it is... just riddled with scammers. I have had so many scammers. The thing that scammers do is they say, hey, I'm interested in this couch. I can only pay through a TNT driver or a FedEx thing. Will pick it up for me because I'm like, who in God's name would get... No. It's so obvious when it's a scammer. And at the start, I just started saying things like, fuck off, scam bot. Or like, you know, go fuck yourself. But then I kind of started having a bit of fun because there were so many.
Oh, nice.
And there's, I don't know, I can't really share this with people, but... I don't know why I found a gif of a hippopotamus pooping. And like, I don't know why hippopotamuses do this, but when they poop, they sort of swing their tail back and forth.
And chop it up.
They sort of chop it up. Like a almost pasta like, machine. Like a pasta machine.
Yeah.
Like as the pasta comes out and they slice it. Hippopotamuses do that when they poop. And it's just a short little gif like that.
Oh, that's fun.
So they...
Sent it to them twice as well.
I sent it to them a lot of times. Yeah. So I kind of had a bit of fun with them. So this was a note of Frankie. You said, hi, is this couch available? I said, yes, it is. Hi, okay, but I would like to come tomorrow, but I'm busy with work. I will send a DPD postman to your home to give you money and cash and collect. Then I sent the hippopotamus GIF pooping twice.
Yes, yes, yes.
And then she said a lot of question marks.
Yes.
Then I said, oh, sorry, something wrong with my keyboard. I sent the Hippobonas pooping meme again.
That's fun.
And then I said, did you get that photo of the couch? And then I sent it again. And then I said, sorry, my keyboard is weird. It's clogged with hippopotamus shit. And then she left the group. But then I did it. I did a good few more.
The couch that we wanted that this reminds me said, of your mother's gone. Can't get it.
I'm interested. I will send a FedEx postman to your home.
Yaroslav.
To give you your money. This is from Yaroslav. And then I sent the GIF and I said, please place the cash directly into the hippopotamus anus.
So are they not even, are they scam bots? Are they actually just people doing it?
This is a good one. She said, I'm busy. I'll send a FedEx postman. And I sent the GIF and then I said, I have a very sick hippo who needs help. Do you know anyone near the swamp? And then I did this one. She said, let me explain. She just ignores that.
Let me explain.
And then I just sent a little, I said, I need to make sure I align politically with people I do business with.
Oh.
I thought I was going to have a bit more fun. Where's a good one? I'm just having, this guy, I got this guy to reply and like, he said, okay, I will send a USPS postman to your home to give you money in cash and collect the item. I sent the gift twice and then I said, we'll trade for a large cork to stop the continuous flow of poop that keeps coming out of my hippopotamus's bottom. Rubber cork only. I've had some time wasters in the past. And then he replied,
thumbs
and he
up
laughed.
Emoji.
I got him to laugh.
Oh, that's
I
fun.
I got the scammer to laugh.
He said, fuck you, with a few middle finger
yeah,
emojis.
That's a bit scary.
Anyway, I really recommend putting something up on Facebook Marketplace and just having a bit of fun with the people.
That's a great idea.
I will post these to the Instagram because they're hilarious, right?
They are funny. So definitely post the GIF and the guy.
I don't know why that became the GIF that I was my Excalibur to battle them with.
Isn't it wonderful being a freelance comedian? Just spending all day doing that.
Yeah. I mean, I've been sick.
You've been sick.
I spent a really long few hours. That's a good sentence, isn't it? I spent a long time the other day trying to reset my password for Instagram and Facebook. And I was like, I could only in my phone. I wouldn't let me reset it. And I was like, oh my God, I'm going to lose it all. And then I was like, that was my work today. I sat there at the end of the day going, that was today's work. Trying to figure out how to save my Instagram. That was work.
That's yeah.
Great. Is it though?
Yeah, it's great.
What a stupid life.
But you work at night.
What an unserious life. You know, I had to gig the same evening, but like, what an unserious life.
Yeah. Did you leave the house? Do you find yourself not leaving the house other than gigs?
Do you know, I was just thinking the other day when I was walking to the gig, it was very mild, see the night.
It was
but lovely
mild.
Mild. It was mild. Actually unseasonable. It was very mild. And I said, this is pretty good. I was like, I need to make sure that
get
you
outside.
Don't, if you have a gig, because your gig could be, you could be on stage at 10 p.m.
Mm.
So you might leave to like 9:15. Mm. And you're like, I did not leave this house today, whatever. Yeah. I don't have any kids to pick up or anything like that because I care about the environment. So otherwise,
I have a bike, actually.
Otherwise, I would have them. My bike, yeah, it just sits there.
We actually bought this electric bike off this family. Like it has a seat on the front and a seat in the back. It's actually Japanese. It's called a Mamachari.
And the family kept sending you gifts of a hippopotamus pooping.
No, Terry found it on Done Deal, to be fair to her. And I looked it up and it was like, you know, it was a bit outside our budget. And I looked it up and to kind of buy brand new, it was kind of the same price. So I'm like, I'm going to try and haggle. I'm not particularly good at it, but I'm comfortable in silences, you know, if I prepare myself for one, you know. Mm-hmm. So if I say, anyway, went to this guy's house, he showed us his bike and we took it for a spin. And then we were like, look, we want to take it. But I've noticed that this bike is the same price brand new. And I understand you brought it here from Japan and all that stuff. But I mean, for probably like €100 more, I could probably get one imported for that. So, yeah. You know, could we knock a few hundred quid off it, right? And the guy was like, what? And he was really kind of stupid. He was like, well, where did you see that? And I'm like, I can show you the website. Like, I have the website here. You know, it's like, you won't find that anywhere else. And then Terry goes, right? This is, Terry goes, while I'm in the middle of trying to make a deal, she says, sorry, I think he's trying to haggle with you. And like, and then I just shot her like a fucking what? Yeah, and she was like, oh my. But it's this like, Irishness in you, isn't it? That you have to kind of like relieve the tension or something like that. You have to kind of ease it up. But I was like, oh my God, you know? And eventually he was like, yeah, fine, whatever. And he was a bit thick with me or whatever, but it was kind of fine.
Did you get a couple of hundred knocked off?
I did, yeah.
There
but
you go.
Not, no thanks to my wife.
Are you a good cop, bad cop?
I mean, good cop, and then his fucking partner cop. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's kind of like, you know, so...
I usually am Team Terry on all your issues.
I know. But she was very apologetic after. She was like, I don't know. I was saying, like, I was trying to make it seem like, oh, look, well, this is just, we're haggling. Maybe you didn't understand. But I'm like, no, you weren't. You were just trying, you know. It was very... It was,
what you want to do is you want to be haggling with me. If it was me as a salesman,
sure.
I'd be like, your money is no good here.
Yes.
I've been found out. Just take it. But then Anna will be next to me, so she'll actually drive the hard bargain.
That's fair.
Yeah. I'm crap at it. I remember even in Gran Canaria haggling, I was crap at it. Like you try.
How much
on
for this laser point?
No, you try on the hat.
I only have 2 euros.
How much for this coral necklace?
They have stuff outside the shops, and you try on, like, I put on like a bum bag, and she just appears, and she's like, "Hi, you want to buy that one?" There's no price on anything, and I went, "Yes, I would like to buy it." And she went, "It's 20 euro." And I was like, "Oh," and then I did it. I was like, "Oh, I thought this basket was all 5 euro. Oh, I'm sorry." She went, "I can take 5 euro." I was like, "Great."
Nice.
But it probably cost 10 cents for that piece of plastic bum bag.
My dad said a great haggling tip is to have cash in your pocket and show the cash, being like, "I only have 20. And it's right there, you know?
Yeah. What's the best you can do with me?
What's the best you can do? I only have 20. They're in Morocco, being like, you know, I want to buy a poof. I want to buy a leather poof. You know, how much is... And they're like, I only have 40 or whatever. And the guy was like... okay, well, I have one for 40. I'm like, great. And it fucking stinks. I have it at home. And I was like, is this the same as the other one? And he's like, no, that's goat. It smells, but that's what it is, you know. And I'm like, I'm sure it'll air out. Hasn't. Stinks.
I like that your impression of your dad is just your voice, but a little bit more.
Yeah, it's a bit more. Yeah.
Because it sounds like...
You got to show him the cash, Toe. You got to show him the cash.
But I met your dad once, and I recognized him just through his voice.
Yeah,
he sounds the exact same as you.
He does. He's got a very...
And so does your brother. You all have...
Where did you meet his dad?
His offices when we were doing the green screen.
Oh, yeah.
I went in kind of confused because it's this building, and then I walked in, and then a guy like must have recognized the person who was not a man of business.
Yes,
in
confused
the business
in his
building.
You're now a businessman. And then, since
I'm more of like a, you know, a, what fell off the back of the truck, I'm going to sell that at the market.
Oi,
oi. I bring that. Kind of, I'm more unofficial. I just heard a voice. That was Tony's voice going, "Ah, you're looking for upstairs," or whatever. It was just you know, beautiful golden Dublin voice. And I was like, "Oh, that's your dad." I recognize him from his voice.
Yeah, no, he's very, very strong.
Killian, you also met my parents. What do you think there? Any feedback?
Great. Your mum, very good. She's also really coy about, your mum is, as I was, we were saying on
did we do it already on this podcast?
Your mum's gay is like you.
didn't look it up.
Did we already cover my parents in this podcast? Or you met them?
No.
God, I'm
maybe
so
met them once, but
so
at the gig.
Your mum is coy, like we were saying. Like she
did
say
that before.
She was like,
Tony. Sorry to the listeners.
That's fine.
What do you think of my dad?
Pretends that she doesn't. Your dad's very nice, very friendly man.
So you hate my man?
No, I'm.
Wow,
she's coy.
I'm just saying that because she pretends she doesn't listen to the podcast when we know she listens to it.
We know she listens to everything.
We know you're listening right now.
Right now.
I am happy about, but Shane is like, don't listen.
No.
She is listening, and she's been sweating and palpitating about the mention of the pills earlier on. That's what's happening.
Oh, yeah.
Right now.
I don't do drugs anymore.
It's just a joke.
It's, I miss them though.
but I love both your parents, and I think they're great.
Thank you very
all
much.
All your parents's.
Well, I love your mom, obviously, because, you know, I've gotten pictures with her. We all got pictures with her that time at the Bureau de Change.
That's
a great
funny
day.
Thing. I don't know if people know about that, but my mom, because she's a Dublin tour guide, she's walking around Dublin all the time and people see her a lot. And there's just this kind of like unofficial thing where comedians take a selfie with my mom. There's maybe like 15 photos now of just my mom with like random comedians taking selfies.
But it was the weirdest thing when we did that Bureau de Change, and I met your mom the day before, and it was like, oh, this is funny. Bumped into her buying costumes for the thing.
Yeah.
And there was, oh, this is funny. And then she proceeded to meet everyone else.
Yeah.
It was the weirdest.
It was so weird.
It was so weird. Yeah. It was like a joke when they were coming in at the end. Then it was like, one of them was like two people together. Was it her, Michael Fry and Peter McGann together with her? It was like so weird.
It's just very, no comedian in Dublin is worth his 2 cents unless he's got his selfie with Fiona Sunderman. Yeah. There's no comedian in this town is worth his 2 cents.
That's true.
Unless he's done the cellar and he's got his photo, he's got a selfie.
Got a selfie with Fiona.
He's been, that's sort of like the sort of christening.
Yeah,
that's
it is.
The baptism. That's the oil on your forehead. Is the is the selfie with Fiona.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot,
Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
I hate new emerging Irish pop stars.
What?
Hear me out.
What?
I'm anti-C-matic.
Oh, that's fun.
Oh, that's good.
You don't actually hate C-Matt.
No, I like C-Matt.
Oh, okay. Yeah. C-Matt's amazing. But you're anti-C-Matic.
That's fun.
Is there anything there?
Yeah.
I don't know. One of my worst videos during COVID. Obviously, I had a very good COVID in terms of that's how I became a comedian.
Sure.
And tell us, you were doing, you know, it was during the lockdown. This man, our next guest, came from virtually nowhere and emerged as one of the big stars of the COVID-19 pandemic with his videos online racking up millions of views on Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, and Facebook. And he has brought a smile to our face during the darkened times. Killian Sunderman, you had a great pandemic.
Thanks so much, Claire, for having me on.
Where did you get your ideas?
Well, you know, sometimes I just would say hi to my mom and everyone who went to Dominican Convent.
Could you please stay on topic?
You're a comedian.
Yeah, so sometimes, you know, the way you might be looking at things and then...
You really, you're so German, but you really get the Irish, don't you?
Yeah.
You really get us.
You really get us.
Claire Dwayne,
you're over there, but
Might be thinking stuff in your head, like you might be, for you, it might be like you have, like, you're thinking about news or something like that, like something happened and then you have to talk about that on the radio. With me, it's like there's something funny and I think about that and then I write that down and then I make that into
That's
a
fascinating.
Sketch.
So you can make a sketch about anything.
Yeah, so it's like that because when you think about something, you can think, like anything that could come into your head.
Well, I'm really afraid to talk around. I'd be afraid I'd be the subject of
using that material.
We'll be pilloried now.
Yeah, so it could be like that because maybe later, like I getting on the bus because they get the 46A.
Yeah.
So I'll be sitting on the 46A.
So I go upstairs
because if I can't get a seat upstairs, because sometimes, you know, it might be full or whatever. Yeah. And so I'd be like looking out the window and then I might think, oh, I was on that radio show or whatever. And then something might be like funny about that. So then I'd maybe go home later and make something about that, about you guys.
I know there's a big thing in comedy, roast battles, where they'd be roasting people.
Yeah.
Would you roast us?
We were talking about this morning, weren't we? We were talking about this. Roast us, and
go as hard as you'd like.
Yeah, well, okay, so I think, okay, so you're like, so Claire, I think you're paid way too much and you're also a bit shite, like, you're paid too much and you're a bit shite.
Claire.
And then you,
no,
like,
dead right.
You, yeah, like, no one even fucking knows
no
who
one
you
knows
are.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, and you're also probably paid too much and you're a bit shy.
I don't even know his Christian name.
Yeah. And you're like, who even fucking are you, by the way?
I'm Ray Darcy.
I'm
actually Ray Darcy.
Yeah.
You might remember me from the Den.
Now, Killian Sunderman's book will be out, released by Faber, whatever it's called, and you can buy that there if you want. Now coming up, a belly dancer who told us that she had made the bold step to get her belly removed. And that's all coming up after the break. And of course, we'll be showing you how to roast a chicken using only your makeup.
Wow. Watch the shit out of that.
What were you saying before that?
I don't know. I was gone. I'm a bit dazed. But
you said
book,
you had a good COVID.
Oh, I had a good COVID. No, that still hasn't brought it back.
Mm. Yeah.
Oh, I did a joke. Okay.
Yeah.
I said anti-Semitic.
I said, I'm not worried about getting COVID because I love The Simpsons. What? Oh, I'm a Simpsons addict. They said you can't get COVID if you're a Simpsons addict.
Asymptomatic.
Yeah. That's good.
Anyway, that was my one.
Well, that reminds me of that joke where it's like, where it's like,
You okay?
This is a good addict.
About CMAP was so good I could barely breathe. I was asymptomatic.
Everything I'm Googling at the moment, if I have a spare moment, I'm looking up how to deal jet lag, Australia, UK. I type in UK because that's a wider reach.
Yes.
But I'm going to Australia very soon and to do shows in Melbourne and Sydney. And I'm so, the first episode of way back, we talked about jet lag on this podcast and you said it's like you're sick, but nothing's wrong with you. Mm. And I'm just terrified about it. I'm actually terrified.
Have you found any top tips?
Hydration seems to be the number one thing.
Sure, okay.
Because I'm going on my own. I spent ages. You know, you can. This is how good real. Like, we're so used to Ryanair. I was trying to find out what seats that they booked me in on the plane because I was like, I'll seat or nothing. I won't go. Like,
wow.
I'm not going
so
if I have
sorry,
to.
Melbourne.
Like, anything to stop them going. Like, no. The smallest inconvenience.
Mm. No, but I was like so convinced. I was like, I'm not going in an aisle seat. I was like, if I'm not in an aisle seat, I will be woken up 10 times. That's no problem. But I will be too scared to wake anyone up to climb over them to go for a poop or a piss. Mm. Don't know why I said poop so quickly. I apologize.
Oh. It was a hippopotamus poop.
Hippopotamus
yeah,
poop.
It was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was the, you, see, yeah, just poop in the brain.
Yeah.
But hydration seems to be the number one. And then change your watch or whatever. And then try and stay away. Instantly jump to Melbourne time. So when you leave Dublin Airport. But you can message, oh yeah, I wasn't sure what seat I was in. The login wouldn't let me work. And then I DM'd Etihad Airways and they just wrote back like within minutes.
With your seat?
And they were like, what's your booking number? Okay, and your surname? Cool. I was like, yeah, you're booked in an aisle seat. I was like, it took 5 minutes. I was like, real companies, obviously they're not, it's not a person sitting there on their phone.
Yeah, yeah. Oh,
but
shit.
But I was like,
this is the text off, yeah.
I have said this before on the podcast. The companies that may not making profits, they're cutting all things services. They're not actually a profit. Someone should answer your questions quickly like that.
How are you going to entertain yourself on the flight? I'd be fucking. Oh,
are you ready for
I
Australia?
Would love a long.
Do you
flight
have
like
you
that.
Ever been to? That's a big.
That's
Australia.
No, I've never been so far
it's
away
the big
in my
one.
Life. Yeah.
Will he come back?
Will he come back?
Van man's land is a
what's that?
A man.
What's that? What do they call that? Country work? What do they call it? Regional
farming?
Work. When they go on, I'm going to just do that, work on
they
the
do,
farm
yeah.
or something.
Yeah, yeah. My brother's over there.
Is he? Which,
get him to go
which
to your
bit?
Show. Niels, he's working in Sydney as a carpenter.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I have two shows in Sydney.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, yeah. Okay. Ooh. Free ticket?
Yeah, okay. I'll take all the seats. Bums on seats. I don't care.
And he's a good laugher. He's a good laugher.
Okay, great.
And,
he'll
bring a crowd. He'll bring
okay,
a crowd.
Yeah, great.
He's a very popular man.
And if you or anyone else you know is in Sydney or Melbourne, tell them to come my way. I was listed, did you see that on the website as UK?
I saw they tried to co-opt you.
Well, it was just an accident. I think it's a clerical error. And then I said to them, I had a number of other things in the email. And I said, oh, just to say I'm listed as UK. And actually, I was kind of like funny first. I was like, can you get that changed before I publicize it? Because I'll get a lot of messages. Mm. And then they didn't change it. And then I just emailed back and I was like, I had to explain. I was like, I know this is just a small error, but actually this is a cultural sensitivity issue.
Yeah.
And this happens to Irish comics, artists, athletes. Regularly, and I need to be changed. And they wrote back straight away and changed it.
That's great.
Oh, there you go.
Because I think Australian cultural institutions are kind of a bit more on it about panicking about doing the wrong thing in terms of nationhood and identity and stuff. So they were on it. But it's very hard to write an email like that where you're like, I redo know it's just a mistake, but don't dare call me that. don't fucking dare and change that. Toot to sweet, my friend, or you're going to have a problem down under. Right, let me tell you, Shane Danburn's on its way to Melbourne, kicks some fucking head. It wasn't Melbourne, it was Sydney.
I'm fucking Irish, and if there's any confusion, listen to this.
What do you do in the plane? You're supposed to walk on the plane?
Make fists with your toes.
Fists with your toes?
Yeah.
Should I get them socks?
Buy anti-gravity socks, or what are they called?
Wrestlers.
Anti-gravity socks, that'd be pretty cool. You're sitting on the plane, your legs just floating around. Hey, I'm anybody's. Come and get it.
You don't fly, just your feet.
Just your legs are sticking up
floating
like a baby.
You, like your foot keeps.
Yeah.
Sorry. They're tapping you on the shoulder.
I have the anti-gravity socks.
Sir, sorry. Your
foot just
in my
flows
face.
Out into the aisle, gets smashed by the drinks cart.
Person next to you is trying to read a book and your foot just keeps floating in front
but
of
just gingerly tap it away like a balloon. How will you entertain yourself on the flight?
I watch the films that are on the machine
in
the seat. I think that's fine to do.
That's all good. You should be working on your craft.
Can we doing jokes on the plane. And actually, some people say, oh, it's so awkward when there might be a sexy bit in the film. I want there to be a sexy bit.
Yeah.
I want everyone to know I'm looking at sex.
Can I just, sorry.
I didn't jump in. 50 Shades of Grey.
I've had it with these motherfucking jokes on this motherfucking plane.
That's
very
great.
Good. Okay,
thank you.
Yes.
I've had it with these motherfucking jokes by this motherfucker Shane.
You had to one up me.
No, well, his not really plane related.
It's not plane related.
I'm
at
trying
all.
To. No, yours wasn't.
Mine wasn't. Yeah, I know. I'm intense.
Right.
Yeah.
It's culturally related to planes. Anyway
I will take DMs on that about how to do. I've got 2 days. I learned 2 days before.
Where are you going?
The first show. Doha.
Where's that?
I don't know. Qatar.
Oh. Homer Simpson.
Actually, no, it might be moved favorite. To Abu Dhabi. They moved.
Doha is Homer Simpson's favorite place to laugh.
Doha.
Oh,
that was a real dad thing to do. Say dough, a bad impression of dough. If Simpsons was on, they'd come around the door and be like, you go, dough. Like, but he wouldn't be able to, he wouldn't really put his full weight behind the impression.
Oh, look, there's Bart Simpson. There you are.
Dough. Bart.
What's the funny, Bart. I know we've said on the podcast before, but what's the funny story of the dad going with the Simpsons or something?
No, it was just my mate Joe was watching the Simpsons and Homer was like saying something on the screen and he popped his head and there's Bart. It's just funny. Anyone getting Simpsons wrong is just always so funny.
Some dad just trying to go, what is, oh, look at Bart.
Yeah. But look, as well as your tour, I'm also on tour. Mm. And not, you don't have to go as far away as Australia. You can actually come here to Ireland. I'm going to be in Vicar Street. I'm going to be in Greystones. I'm going to be in Limerick, in Blanche, in Dundalk. I'm going to be in Cork and Galway,
Belfast.
And Belfast and London, TBC. I'm staring at my agents right now. TBC with the London.
They're not watching this.
No way.
They're not listening.
It'll be interesting. But so yeah, come go to my Instagram at Tony Horror, and all the dates are in my little link there, and I'd love to see you there at my shows.
But and then it falls to my feet to plug my Facebook Marketplace business, which is really kicking off. Basically, like we've got tires. We've got used shelves.
Yeah.
We've got socks that Killian Sunderman wore once, but is moving on. We've got a whole load of re-roll product that we are trying. No,
You could sell the socks, I do think.
You think I could sell the socks?
I think if you put up socks and you were like £100 for these socks, somebody would buy them.
Yeah, I think so.
Whew. Discreet shipping.
Okay, well, let's just see. There might be a little bit. I won't take a deposit. I need your word.
Maybe hold off until we do the OnlyFans and then we can add a marketplace.
Give me your word.
Yeah. I tell you, you could sell socks, Garen.
Garen Noon?
Garen Noon, he could sell a whole truckload of socks.
Why?
People are in love with them.
Oh, I think.
Oh, yeah.
They love them generally.
I think I'd buy his socks.
Yeah, but I think people want to smell yours. Like,
oh, there you go. I think they want to smell Garen's. But I do actually want to plug something. The Young Hot Guys every week has a bonus podcast.
Oh, it's good.
You guys should sign up to it because it's a lot of fun. We have a lot of fun on there. People enjoy it. We read out the interactions that we have. You guys send us really good correspondence.
It's a wonderful community.
Like
we also give advice, solicited and unsolicited. We do kind of agony aunt things. We do different tasks. We play different games. It's a lot of fun over there.
Also, support the podcast. If you listen every week, give it a bit of support.
Yeah, we'd like that. Thank you.
We would like that.
And if then, you can.
Also, if there's a really fun show in May, which is called The Borough de Change. It's in Vicar Street. And it's a good way of, if you are someone who likes the Eurovision but feels like they can't watch the Eurovision this year because of
genocide.
This is a fun way of having a sort of Eurovision-esque show without any, I guess, Israel involved.
Wow, you sugarcoated.
I was like,
Palestinian flags are allowed actually at this Eurovision,
and
rather
so
than being on a list of
and what's
flags.
Important about the Bureau de Change is that none of the money goes to charity.
That's true. Actually, I don't want to position this as like a
no. It's just a private business endeavor.
No, there's always some element where some money does go to charity. We'll
it's a guilt-free Eurovision.
Yeah, it's guilt-free Eurovision. It's just fun.
But anyway,
same Vicar Street. It's good,
and it's funny as feck.
So check that out. Bureau de Change Song Contest in Vicar Street. And we love you so much.
Cheers.
They're attractive.
They're very attractive.
Hot, loud,
and a little bit sad.
He was the best guy around.
Oh my. Is it hot in here or what?
You're an attractive guy.
It's the fabulous Tony Cantwell.
I'm talking about Shane Daniel Byrne.
This show is part of the Head Stuff Podcast Network, a hub for the creative and the curious. Shows are produced in association with Head Stuff and the Podcast Studios Dublin. Find out more or become a member at headstuffpodcasts.com.